Welcome to the Wellsteading Podcast. This is episode 92. It's March 2nd, 2015. I'm your host, John Pugliano. I'm also the founder and money manager at investablewealth.com. Today's episode is probably going to be a little shorter than normal. And what I want to talk to you about today is one of the major problems that people lose money in the stock market. Now, I would say overall, the biggest factor that causes people to lose money in investing is by not knowing what they're investing in. Now, we're not going to talk about that today, but we'll talk about what is probably the second biggest reason, and that's being overconfident and being arrogant. And like all things that we discuss in the Wellsteading Podcast, this not only relates to the stock market, but I think you can apply this principle to everything in your life, whether you're talking about investing in real estate or investing in your own personal relationships. Being overconfident and being arrogant is going to hurt you in all aspects of your life, whether it's on the job or in your own home, within your own family, relationships between you and your spouse or you and your kids. You have to take your ego out of things, and that's really important in the stock market. You often hear me say that the stock market has less to do with economic principles and accounting practices than it has to do with human nature. You see, the stock market is nothing more than millions and billions of people interacting and doing business with each other each day. And most of those people are not acting on a rational basis. They have biases and prejudices. They're driven by fear and greed. And although we don't want to discount sound accounting practices and value investing and applying, you know, economic principles to the stock market and using that to evaluate stocks and evaluate opportunities, you know, we don't want to totally discount that, but we also want to realize that more than anything, we're dealing with human nature. And if we can get some insight into human nature and do that particularly by studying past history, historical events, and then applying that history to today's situation, I think you're going to come out way ahead in the stock market. And when you think about human nature, don't always apply it to the other guy. Stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself. Your biggest opponent in the stock market and in building wealth in general is the guy that's staring back at you in the mirror. Your net worth is what it is precisely because of the economic decisions that you've made in your life up till this point. Now, you can't do anything to go back and change them, so you have to start where you're at. And so if you haven't been a disciplined saver, you need to start that now. If you've been a foolish investor, you need to start making wiser decisions. If you haven't been earning as much as you should be, you need to go back and reevaluate that. Understand what your talents and abilities are and start getting paid for what you're worth. If you have been losing money in your investments, whether it's real estate or the stock market, do some self-assessment. Honestly ask yourself, have you been making bad trades and bad investments because of your ego? Because you rush into things overconfidently? Because you hear a tip and you think that you can apply that, or you see some talking head on TV or some advertisement and it strokes your ego, it makes you feel more important than you are, and you end up thinking you're the smartest man in the room and you go out and trade, and what do? You lose. You see, when you're overconfident and when you're arrogant, you get blind spots. That's how the ripoff artists sell you things that are worthless. They prey on your ego. They want to make you feel special and think that they can sell you a newsletter or some kind of a trading algorithm or something. That's a special secret that they're only going to share with you. And because you have such superior knowledge, you can put that to practice and you can make a killing in the stock market. Well, if you're starting to hear a sales pitch like that, you need to close your wallet and walk the other way. There's nothing special about you. Go back and listen a few episodes back where I said, you're not Warren Buffett. So stop thinking like you're Warren Buffett. Stop trying to invest like Warren Buffett. Don't waste your time reading about Warren Buffett's trades. They don't apply to you. You're not a multi-billionaire. You're not in his league. Remember, the stock market is full of uncertainties. No one can predict the future, especially not you. And no one that's trying to sell you some product or service can predict the future. If they could predict the future, they wouldn't be wasting their time trying to sell it to you. They'd keep it to themselves. And then they would be multi-billionaires like Warren Buffett. But they're not. They're most likely con artists. So don't believe their hype. So don't think that you can go out and read someone's book or apply someone's trading strategy and then just overnight without any experience, you're going to become a successful stock investor. And that goes for what I tell you here too as well. Fact check everything I say or everything anybody else says. Just don't accept it as the gospel truth. Just because I tell you about something I'm invested in doesn't mean that you should be doing it. I've been trading for 30 years. I try and impart my knowledge to you. I want you to be successful. I want you to be prosperous. But it isn't going to happen overnight. There are no get-rich-quick schemes that work. Don't ever forget that. Put your ego aside. And I'll tell you this from personal experience. Again, things that I've learned over the last 30 years. As I look back, my biggest losses always came when I was overconfident. My biggest losses always occurred when I thought I was smarter than the market. The market was telling me this is a bad trade. And the market was telling me that by flashing those red flags that I always tell you about. The stock price was trending down instead of up. It was trending down below its 50-day moving average, or it went farther down below its 200-day moving average. Oh, but see, I was smarter than the market. I had studied this stock, or I had studied that industry, and I thought that I had found some value that others had overlooked, or I just thought that I was ahead of the curve. I ignored the fact that prices kept coming down and volume kept coming up, and I held on to my position. And after it dropped 5 or 10%, I'd say, well, surely it can't drop 15 or 20. And then it would. And then I'd say, oh, but I know this is a good position. Why, it's on sale now. It's even cheaper now than it was before. It's an even better deal. And then it would fall another 30 or 40%. Listen, if you're not careful, if you ignore the market, if you ignore warning signs of price and volume, then you're going to find yourself taking serious losses, and particularly on these big high-flying stocks, the ones that the talking heads are always touting on TV. When those things fall apart, you can be sure they're going to drop like a rock. I've seen them in many cases fall 80% or more. So don't think you're smarter than the stock market. Don't think you're smarter than millions and billions of other people that are trading against you. Remember, every time you come into some kind of a transaction, whenever you're buying a stock or whatever you're doing, there's always you and then another person on the other side of that trade. And the other person is betting against what your trade is. Whether he's buying or selling, he's doing exactly opposite of what you are. So think in terms of him. Don't think that you're the smartest man in the room. In fact, what I've learned over the years is to trade like I'm the dumbest man on Wall Street. Before I make any transaction, I always stop one last time and rethink my position. I rethink my strategy. And I ask myself, if this is such a good trade, this is such a good opportunity, then why is this other guy taking the exact opposite position of what I'm doing? What does he know that I don't know? And I go into that trade assuming that he's smarter than I am. I always give each trade one more thought, and I always give that guy that's on the other side of my trade one more benefit of the doubt. I rethink and double-think my logic and my rationale, and then only at that time do I make the trade. And as you'll often hear me say in this podcast, even after I make that trade, I'm not dogmatic about it. I'm not wedded to that trade. I'm not in love with any stocks. Once I buy into that position, if I get new information, or if I look at the charts and I see the price volume moving against the way I thought it should, I'll give it a little time to play out. But you know what? If my model is not working, I'm not going to argue with the stock market. I'm not going to argue with that position and tell it it's not behaving right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to argue with my model. I'm going to argue with my logic. I'm going to put the blame on me. I'm going to say, John, you've once again proved that you are the dumbest guy on Wall Street, and I'm going to sell that position, and I'm going to get out of that trade. I'm not going to argue with the market. I'm going to take my loss, and I'm going to try and take it and minimize it, make it as small as possible. If that stock is not behaving the way I thought it should, then it's not the stock's fault. It's my fault. By doing what I just illustrated to you, by selling your losing positions quickly, don't over-rationalize once you're in that position. If it's not working, cut your losses short. Get out of it. You'll save yourself a lot of headaches in the long run. Trust me, I've learned this lesson over these 30 years. Don't be arrogant. Don't argue with the stock market. Approach each trade as if you're the dumbest guy in the market. I'll be happy to share that title with you. There's plenty of us dumb people out there. There's a lot of it to go around. And like I mentioned earlier, don't just apply this to the stock market. Use this in all areas of your life. Be humble. This will not only build your character, it'll also help your net worth. I'm going to finish up today's podcast by sharing a little personal experience with you. You know, when I let my ego get out of hand in our house, those times that I see a flaw in my wife and, you know, when I point them out to her, well, you know, Mrs. Pugliano, she's a very wise woman. She'll look me straight in the eye. She'll say, John, you shouldn't criticize my flaws and my imperfections, because it's those very shortcomings that I have that kept me from getting a better husband than you. Well, there you have it. Words of wisdom from Mrs. Pugliano. She should probably have her own podcast. As always, if you have any questions or concerns or you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do that through the website, which is wealthsteading.com. Until our next episode, this is John Pugliano wishing you the very best of returns.